Good Sunday morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. Earlier this week, the 15th edition of the Arkansas poll was released. The poll was conducted during the first half of October by the University of Arkansas and is conducted by Professor of Political Science Janine Perry, who is on the faculty at the U of A. Earlier this week, she talked to Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda about some of the results from the poll, including Arkansas voters' feelings and opinions about immigration reform, gay marriage, and general optimistic or pessimistic feelings for Arkansas's future. They also discussed what the poll tells us about what Arkansas voters think about their elected officials. We didn't have time on the Thursday edition of our daily show to get that part of the conversation on the air, so we'll hear that part of their discussion now.
Mike Beebe here in the state didn't take too much of a hit. He still has, you know, enviable approval ratings, as Arkansas governors usually have. But both Senator Bozeman and Senator Pryor, and then, of course, together with President Obama, they all hovered at about 30% approval ratings. And that's just not something to write home about. So I know that the shutdown was affecting them as well.
Well, I know we have some time before the next election here in Arkansas in 2014 and then nationally in 2016. Do you feel like this will be echoed in those elections, or is this sort of like a temporary thing, you think, because it was in the midst of the shutdown, that, you know, this is reflective of how people were feeling at that moment?
I think it has a lot to do with at the moment. That said, what's happening at the moment can impact then for those election cycles. So we know right now that Mark Pryor, for example, is caught in a really tight contest that, you know, he won't see till 2014. But if anybody's watched their television lately, he's already in the middle of that campaign with Tom Cotton, the Republican contender. So I think Mark Pryor will feel that in a way, right, that, say, John Bozeman won't. I think for Senator Bozeman, you know, he's not up for a couple more years. And so for him, this is kind of a temporary setback. And I'm sure it's disappointing to see your disapproves go up and your approval ratings drop. But I think for Senator Pryor, right, the legacy could be a little more lasting as it becomes part of the messaging that's happening from Tom Cotton's campaign, for example, and then of course, from their allies. That said, Tom Cotton is also an incumbent. He happens to serve in the U.S. House. We don't poll at that level. It's very expensive to poll at a regional level instead of a state level. So we don't have those numbers for him, but I would doubt very much that he would have done better than about 30%. That's just where incumbents right now are. That's the environment in which we live.
Was there any concern that how it would have affected the poll or how it would have affected your questions? Because wouldn't you have had to change them if the shutdown had stopped in the middle of your polling session?
Yes.
or even, you know, the day of?
Yeah, it's definitely...
Because you polled from October 10th to 17th.
Right. So
right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Just that lucky. There is always the concern. Well, we've done that before. I remember the first year we polled, or maybe the second year, there was a property tax or a tax measure, one of the ones that some of your listeners might remember, Oscar Stille out of Fort Smith. And he put forward a lot of petitions, initiatives, that kind of thing, and they were anti-tax. And one of them looked like it was going to get on the ballot, and a lot of people who work for the public sector and want money for the public sector had sued because they said it was too broad, and it had, I think this was the one that they called sort of the Trojan horse inside, where future tax increases were also forbidden or at least very, very difficult. So there was a court challenge to it as we entered the field, and it was struck from the ballot as we were in the field. You know, so it was sort of one of those, you know, the record player screeches. It wasn't quite clear. Do we continue polling it? Do we pull it off? In that case, we stopped polling it because asking questions costs money and it was no longer relevant. So in that case, we did stop polling midstream and then we just didn't report it because I think we would have had a very large margin of error, not a very good representative sample. In this case, I was kind of hoping, there was a little piece of me that thought, well, if I got really lucky in a abstract academic sense, maybe right in the middle, you know, it'd be the shutdown would stop and then I could compare answers sort of pre and post, because in a way there's pretty good random assignment between, say, the first half of the sample, the first 400 people to answer, and the second 400 people to answer. But that didn't happen. So instead we have a sample that was all equally affected by a shutdown, and that's still interesting.
So you're never concerned about, I would think as someone who does polls, that you would be concerned that something major like this would be happening at that time, because you want it to be representative of the state, you know, on an average day, I would think. Mm-hmm. And then with something very unique, such as a government shutdown, I would say that there's virtually no way that that's not going to affect the results. So does that worry you about the results that you have, that, you know, when you look back at 2013, are these really accurate of what people were feeling most of the year?
I think that's really great, because polling is a snapshot. It might just be a couple of days. What it usually is just a couple of days in the field, and you do hope it's a representative day. And so, yes, in the future, I will have to remember, or someone will have to remember, you know, what in the world was going on in 2013? And they might have to look to the news, or maybe I should leave myself a little footnote, you know, in case I get dotty, you know, well into the next 20 or 25 years here. But that said, it was so unique. You know, it's been quite some time since we've had one, that it was interesting to watch it move. So I guess I'm okay with either thing happening. But that said, it is kind of hard sometimes to hang on to. I know that for several years, gosh, really probably 8 or 9 years after the situation on 9/11 in 2001 happened, I would still have reporters glancing quickly at the results and saying, you know, well, what's going on with the president's approval ratings? Because we were in the field right after 9/11, and so George W. Bush's approval ratings were astronomical, right? What political scientists call the rally around the flag effect. Nobody wants to say they don't like the president when something so terrible has happened. But they were artificially high in that sense. And so as they continued to drop, people needed to be reminded that that's not really a good question. That particular snapshot was skewed for that year, and now it's come down to normal levels. So if you want to talk about a normal level of presidential approval, let's do that. But let's not talk about his 30-point drop, because it's not really a fair comparison. So I hope, you know, that another 15 years from now, people will still process that and make sense of it and kind of, you know, take it into consideration as they're trying to discern patterns or explain outliers.
How do you pick your dates? Is it always in the fall, or you just randomly assign it throughout the year?
It's always in the fall. A lot of, because I'm a political scientist and it's a poll related to politics and policy, the fall is the time for elections and campaigns. And so I think that makes it a particularly appropriate or applicable time to be in the field. So it's always in October, almost always the second or third week of October. And then the results are almost always the third or fourth week. So that's been, I guess, the pattern for us since 1999.
The conversation between Janine Perry, the director of the Arkansas Poll, and Antoinette Grajeda from Ozarks at Large took place earlier this week. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large.